the state of Goa. Sadly, the number of servers is nearly the same. That's due to, I think we reached some peak. But the content on the servers, that's what's changing. It's getting more and more. So maybe we reached the maximum of people now interested in Gopher, or the topic has gone a bit low. But it was 2 years of peaking and growing. Well, not that bad. Maybe we find some other reason in the future when the web breaks down how to get people to use Gopher. Then it's nearly the same for the Gopher LAN, but the Gopher LAN got a bit sleepy. As I said yesterday, my proposal will be to make it easier to add links with multiple tags, because now we have a problem like we would have to add duplicates in different categories, and maybe we need a measurement. So we have to look at other things which actually really improved our Gopher life over last year. FFmpeg now knows Gopher support. You can easily stream. Yes, it was just done for the memes on Anna, and whatever wherever FFmpeg is used, you can now stream directly from Gopher. No previously download. VLC knows the same. It knows Gopher support. So thank all people at BitRageEN for the hard work. Clap. Clap. Yes. Oh, yes. Because it really makes life easier. Then, Gopher activity. There's still the main... yeah, people are clapping each other. There are still the main IRC channels, Gopher Project on Freenode, Gopher on SDF, and Gopher on Tilde, and of course our channels. The Tildeverse is growing steadily, but it's more a mix out of some communities which use Gopher. They're not purely on Gopher. And the Vlogosphere is growing too. Look at this URI I'm posting. They have like 10 postings per day. It's getting more. Now let's look at the Tildeverse. It's some communities which have some topic and they come together. Topics are growing. It's more like people who are fed up with the web and they want to have some simpler information hierarchy. And here you see an easy measurement of how many websites are there. It's now 30. Last year it was like 12 on tildeverse.org. That's the central index. So it's increasing. It's growing. So actually it has become so big I can't really look after everything. It's just some measurement. So let's look at the Gopher LAN index. We have so many categories here. I'm just listing them. History, homepage, hosting, RSS feed. And my idea is to have like multiple tagging and then statically generating this, so it's more like old web indexes, because otherwise it will get unmaintainable. We have to think of the people actually using it, so they can do it in their basic. Oh, Catalyst came online. Let's see, Catalyst, are you feeling better? Maybe we should give him some tea. So, for the Gopher future, we have to keep what we created. I mean, the thing is that we have to use it. So we have to create something which we use every day, and that's the way we improve it, and that's the way we maintain it. Just doing something because it sounds nice is not something which lasts long. Okay, Catalyst said he won't give the talk. But we will find something else. So. Then don't forget the history of Gopher. This is important because this year there came again up some discussion on a new protocol with TLS, and of course it vanished again, because there's always the thing that you have to move all Gopher servers at the same time to the new protocol. It's impossible, and most of those proposals just remove backwards compatibility. So actually what we did with VLC and mPlayer is something which is a better strategy. We add Gopher support everywhere, like in URI, libraries, and so instantly we get Gopher support for nearly everything. And it's more like the Unix way of protocols. So people are using common URI resolvers, and with Gopher support, we can have support just for us. Like if we look at PHP, if Gopher support is compiled in, you can use some Gopher URI. Then we have to write more Gopher frontends. Yes, Gopher is a bit limited, but we should have as the perfect optimization of our daily life to not use the web. This should be our goal. So if you wake up in the morning, you open up your news, you open up your email, and there shouldn't be any web browser to actually do that. That should be the goal. Of course, you don't have to use Gopher all the time. You can use the shell, you can use simple things. Because when you do that, just imagine something, which I sometimes do. You go to like Iran or Turkmenistan, and then you have only a DNS tunnel or some simple modem line. And if you are able to do everything over SSH, you're set. You can read your email, you can easily read, for example, the text of Anna in the channel, and it doesn't require to download 2 megabytes just to display a simple text. That's the whole idea about it. And then, of course, there's EOMedi, our search. There's some scaling problem now and a personal lifetime problem, but I'm working on it. That will be the future. Now, Gopher Future 2. The tilde verses are growing, so the thing is more like, more like Mastodon, slowly growing. So first you get people really interested in something with really specific topics, and maybe it gets big enough so common people, normies, use it. This is for Tildeverse. So as long as it's somehow connected to Gopher, as the idea of simplicity, things are growing, and that's a good thing. So always try to make your ideas come true in Gopher space, like connect your newspaper to Gopher, connect your weather station to Gopher, get alternative news sources on Gopher. The thing is to have the hierarchy of information, which is easier organized on Gopher, in Gopher, and it's so simple to write a CGI script, even in C for GeoMidi, that it just works. And it easily scales. Evil Bob can tell you many stories about it. So actually, it's not just about Gopher. It's also about using other protocols we have. That's why we have the IETF. We have many RFCs. It's not everything just HTTP, and everything has to be over HTTP. It's like evolution. And we see what happens if you have no evolution and no different strategies now with Corona. Some people die because we have a monotony. So the main goal is actually the last point on the slide. Keep us all having fun while doing so. It's our hobby. Because if things get too serious or too business, we will lose interest, and that's not what I want to go for to be. The Gopher Learn. Get off my lawn. No, please stay. 167 links, up for 7 links more, but all of them are online. There's the search, there's the practical usage, and you can even get a link when you're bored. So, actually, the last one is simple APIs. It's like I added Wolfram to Anna. It's just parsing a Gopher menu. It's not that hard. Just use NC and printf and all the Unix tools you know. So everyone just contribute links. As I said, I'm trying to make this easier, because if people don't do something, if you just tell them to, then there's something wrong with the interface. That's how I change things in Bitrate, and it seems to work with more memes now added, just by changing the way how memes are sent to me. We have an exponential growth. So allowing tagging, easier adding, and maybe combine it with EOMidi. That's something like EOMidi is searching the whole Gopher space, and new links or new interesting stuff. Well, let's see how I can tag something as interesting. It's sent, and then moderators will add it. So Gopher tutorials, yes, that's a long time project, but also people don't seem to contribute. It's more like some introductionary. But maybe the Wikipedia page of the Gopher protocol is enough for everyone, so not really needed. Let's see. I mean, people just come online and ask how to write a CGI script or the man pages enough. So, but it would be nicer to have like a central repository. So questions and ideas. It's now for the community. Have you liked the last year of Gopher, my friends? Do you like it, what we do on Gopher? Or is it unfun now? Is it boring? What do you think? How do you like the memes? Do you like the simplicity? It's more fun every day, that's what Parasite's saying. Parasite Love is the response to the meme we need. Parasite Love. Go for being boring makes the content interesting, that's what Joshua is saying. We need more interfaces to the web, that's what Parasite is saying. Surrounder says that he's just started exploring the last few months. He's really enjoying more and more. And Joshua says, no fancy interfaces, just fancy content. Yes, Joshua, you are our main ASCII artist, so you're really making it fancy. Some round of applause for Joshua making all the nice drawings. Yes, he's really good. Most of the ads we have on for advertisement is from Joshua. He's really adding the salt to the soup, but not too much salt. Nice work. Balls white blushing. Joshua, keep your wig. Blushes more. Now we stop it, otherwise he will glow too much and we won't need any light anymore. So what keeps you from using Gopher for daily usage? I think everyone can answer this on their own. So, any questions, ideas? Blush overflow or Joshua blush overflow. Skin grapher is asking what's the difference between GeoMIDI and GeoMIDI. GeoMIDI is the Gopher server we're using, and GeoMIDI is actually the name for some flying Gopher. So the idea is GeoMIDI to be the crawler of Gopher, so it's the flying Gopher surviving whole of Gopher space, like a search crawler, like a Google. That's what GeoMIDI is about. So I'm posting the link, but it's a big project, so I always have to split up my time. gopherproject.org/GeoMIDI, that's the link. So it's more something which will come. Actually you can check out the source code, which is now there, but it's just a crawler. It's on JIT Parasite's not down. Gopher Project is not down. Works here. Parasite, get better internet. Here's a penny. IPv6 I realized that Parasite, but IPv6 is some Hetzner problem I'm trying to fix. It's because they have some ugly gateway thing out of a subnet, and the gateway has a completely different IP than the subnet, so it's something I have to fix. It's a common Hetzner problem. So we are done with the state of Gopher. Let's go to a bigger topic. So